This past Pesach, there was unfortunately an almana, like many other people, that had to be alone for the Pesach Seder, by herself in Eretz Yisrael. And so they made up, she lived in an apartment building. So across the hall from her, there was an apartment that was a family home. So they made up that during the Pesach Seder, they're going to open their door. She's going to open her door. She's going to move up closer towards the doorway. She'll be able to listen along to their Pesach Seder and follow along. And they even positioned themselves in such a way that she could see some people from their family. They could have pushed a Rias Makam and Rias. They could see, they'd see each other a little bit. She should feel and experience part of their Pesach Seder. If their Pesach was over, when she was talking on the telephone, this almana, to her married children, so she told them, I had such an unbelievable Pesach Seder. She said it was incredible. Every single song that they sang in the Haggadah was mamish the songs that Tati used to sing. Exactly those songs, everything I was able to follow along, mamish, like I felt mamish like it was by my own Seder. So the children told their mother, listen to this incredible thing, that before Pesach, this family reached out, a few days before Pesach, they reached out to some of her married children, and they said, you know something, this family, we're going to be so-called hosting your mother for the Pesach Seder through the doorways. We want to make sure she should be able to enjoy the Pesach Seder. Can you please send us recordings of the songs that your father used to sing by the Seder? So that your mother should be able to enjoy the Seder to the biggest possible extent, even though she's alone. She should be able to enjoy it. There's such a powerful lesson in this story, because there's so many times that we're doing a chesed, and we're doing the chesed anyways. But if we put a little bit of thought and a little bit of mind into the chesed, we could change the whole thing to just not just to be a standard chesed, but we can make that same exact action, that same exact chesed, into something special. And there's a famous story with the Chavetz Chaim, going me'inyan le'inyan, ba'isei inyan, very, very similar. There's a story with the Chavetz Chaim that there was a drugstore in Radin, that the owner of the drugstore was a Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, he ate treif. And the Chavetz Chaim wanted to be Mekar of him. One time the Chavetz Chaim walked into the drugstore and he said, you should know something to the owner of the drugstore. I'm Mekan of you. I'm jealous of you. So the owner of the drugstore looks at the Chavetz Chaim and he knew who the Chavetz Chaim is. He says, you jealous of me? What exactly are you jealous of me? You're jealous of my Mechal Shabbos? You're jealous that I eat treif? The Chavetz Chaim said, no, I'll tell you why. He said, there's only one drugstore in Radin. He said, you give out anytime someone's sick. You are Pasha doing chesed to take away their pain, take away their sicknesses. You're mamish, besides saving someone's life, even if it's not negay saving someone's life, you're making people feel better. You're always doing chesed. You are the biggest bal chesed in the whole Radin. You know, the Chavetz Chaim wrote Avas chesed. Chesed is the most incredible thing. V'alach the bedrocha. You are the greatest bal chesed in Radin. So the person told the Chavetz Chaim, yeah, but I'm not doing it for chesed. I'm just doing it because, you know, that's my job. So the Chavetz Chaim said, listen, you know, we have something called in Gemara, mitzvah tzriches kavana, that when you do a mitzvah, you just have to have kavana, you just have to think that I'm doing it l'shem, to fulfill Hashem's mitzvah. He said, you know something? You're Mechal Shabbos, you eat treif. You don't have to change anything what you're doing. You're anyways just giving over medicine over the counter. You're anyways getting paid for it. You're anyways making your parnosa, your livelihood from it. All you have to do is think that when I'm giving it, I'm also doing chesed. I'm also doing the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. And then you will be the biggest bal chesed in Radin. And the person was struck by this. He was taken by this. I don't have to change anything. I don't have to change my lifestyle. All I have to do is think that I'm doing the mitzvah of chesed. And from then on, I don't have to tell you that when someone starts thinking, you know, what I'm doing anyways, this is a mitzvah of chesed. When I'm fixing someone's car, I'm anyways fixing the car because that's my business. I'm anyways fixing his copy machine or his computer, because that's my business. I'm anyways standing behind the register, giving someone, making things, okay, how many loaves of bread, how many this are you buying, adding up the purchases. I'm anyways doing that. If all I have to do is think, but I'm also doing the mitzvah of chesed, then all of a sudden you will do it differently. You will realize all I have to do is put on a nice smile and say thank you, say a good word to the customer, say something nice, I'm so happy, I hope you have refuah shleima, I hope you feel better, I hope your day works out good. All you have to do is add that little extra, and you took something that you have to do anyways. You're anyways having that lady by your seder through the doorway. Just put a little extra effort and make it into a true chesed. All you have to do is every person, whatever we're doing, whatever anyone does in life, they're busy doing interactions of chesed with other people. All they have to do is put a drop of thought into what they're doing. And realizing that they're doing the mitzvah and the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. And then when they put their mind to it, they'll just touch it up a drop and make the person feel good. And they will make that into a true, real, meaningful, lasting chesed.